At the Ski Mountains Base Lodge, cashier Jean Brousseau says she heard Vladimir Popov singing earlier, but she's not sure where he is now. She loves to hear him sing, she says, even though in the 15 years he's worked here, she's never understood a word of it.
It's all in Russian and Latin or Italian or something. I would really love to hear him sing Silent Night or Oh Holy Night in English. Can you imagine that?
Brousseau directs me outside. Go find Butch, she says. He'll know where Popov is. I find Butch Cushing near the snow machines. In charge of lift operations, Cushing sent Popov to the high country lift today.
When you get to the top,
yeah.
Just go to the next lift. He'll be at the base of that next lift.
Cushing escorts me to the lower lift and waits as my chair comes around.
Sometimes, you know, even the people from his country will come and they recognize him. I had one come up to me and said, do you know who's running that J-bar?
It's a 10-minute ride, and when I get to the top, I don't need to ask for directions. A group of snowboarders glide in toward Popov.
Hi, guys.
After they're away, Popov squints at me from a distance. He knows why I'm here, but he's wary. The last story about him didn't turn out well.
4 years ago, they come in here. They asked me singing. They published it. This is not ask me nothing. And the guy make me like a loser. Why this is guy doing in the mountain after a career like this?
Usually, the story goes the other way. The unknown singer gets a break and leaves behind the little job in the mountains. But the retired tenor says he's never been happier. He's outside. He's in the mountains. He sings when he walks.
I start singing very young, yeah. Because my mother have a good voice. Yeah. And later I go Soviet military. And I go study. After military, I go like a study in conservatory.
He studied for 6 years before winning a coveted spot in the Bolshoi Opera. And then, in 1982, while studying at La Scala in Milan.
I defected, actually. Not emigrated, defected.
In jeans and a t-shirt, he walked into the American consulate.
Oh, this is scary stuff. I don't expect it myself, too.
After the initial interview, Popov was told he could return to his hotel and someone would be in touch.
I said, where I go? Yeah. I go outside. Maybe KGB wait for me already, you know?
What happened then?
They let me stay inside.
Oh, okay.
Consulate, you know? And guy gave me actually a case of beer because my birthday I defected. Budweiser, I remember Budweiser. Yeah.
3 days later, Popov was flown to New York, put up in a hotel, and given $40.
I make an audition immediately. City Opera take it me for opening season, Tosca.
Yeah.
Metropolitan Opera take it me, and Lorin Mazel. But I said, Metropolitan Opera, I'm here.
Here's a 1991 recording of Popov singing in Mussorgsky's Kovanchina with Claudio Abbado conducting.
This kind of a life of the opera singers. Travel, travel, travel. But I see the whole world. The four opera imported in the world. La Scala, Metropolitan Opera New York, Royal Opera Covent Garden in London, and Vienna State Opera.
During the 18 years that followed his defection, Popov sang in all those great opera houses. He met and married Lucy, whose family connections in New Hampshire resulted in the move to Waterville. But, he says, a career in opera is a lot like a career in Hollywood. And so in 2000, when he was 54, Popov retired from singing and took a job at the Ski Mountain.
People like it, this. Go in the lift, my voice travel far away. The girls are only today. She coming from the top, said, hey, Vladimir, I heard you up there. Yeah.
And as opposed to the more formal divide of the stage, here on the mountain, skiers can approach him when he's done and let him know what they think.
And he started singing, and I turned around and I just immediately gave him a hug because I was crying at the time. It was beautiful.
For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.